Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam explained to us and made us understand that inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. That there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever that the bounties of this world were created for you, for your ease, for your prosperity, for all your various needs, your journey, your treatment, your cure, whatever you require. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the physical self, Allah ta'ala has created all this in this world for you. This naturally a person understands. And we utilize the ni'mats and bounties of this world. But what were you created for? Antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You were created for the hereafter. You were created to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, to make this human being understand this, tabligh was essential. Otherwise, a person will just live this life on a basic level, that is, eat, drink, and fulfill one's needs, etc. But what was I created for? What is maqsad hayat? What is the purpose of my life? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given me this life? If it was just eating and drinking, then what is the difference between myself and the animal and animals? In order to recognize the purpose and object of this life, for that, tabligh was necessary. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to make us understand this. The greatest problem today is that human beings have become ignorant of what is the purpose of this life. To diminish or to put an end to this ignorance, deen was given. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was sent for this. Anbiya did not come to teach us about agriculture and about commerce and about electricity and about how to use water, etc. These things we were left free. Acquire that knowledge as you need. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they came to teach us what was the maqsad and what is the purpose of this life. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You have been created for the hereafter. For this tabligh is necessary. Use the ni'mats and bounties of this world for your needs, and use the ni'mats and bounties of this world to make your akhirat. Utilize it for that. Why? Because this life is temporary. This is going to come to an end. That life is forever. To go there, to go to that life, you will have to experience death. To be successful in that life, you need deen and iman. This is why, my respected brothers, the da'wat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam primarily was to make this human being understand that make your akhirat through the things of this world. This dunya, this life, this is a field. Whatever you plant here, you will reap in the hereafter. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam taught us, on the one hand, you are utilizing the ni'mats and bounties of this world for your happiness, for your contentment. In the same way, utilize the ni'mats and bounties of this world for the happiness and ease and contentment of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Qarun with great wealth, and he was given this hidayat. He was given this command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that use this wealth. Use the means of this world that we have given you in order to earn your akhirat. How must you do that? Follow the way of Musa alayhi salam. By following the way of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, we will earn the happiness and success of the hereafter. And by making the effort of this world, we will be able to satisfy ourselves in this world. But it should not be at the expense of our akhirat. This is why Allah Ta'ala said, وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That utilize what you have in order to earn your akhirat. Do not let your involvement in this world cause you to forget about the hereafter. Why? Because this world is apparent, it's in front of you. This you won't forget. The akhirat, the hereafter, is unseen. This you cannot see. So this is why the encouragement, do not forget that. In order to learn how to use these things, in order to earn our akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down his ahkamat, his commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down this deen. In order to make this human being understand this, that this life is to be used to earn the hereafter. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage people to understand this. An example of the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it, or he tried to drum it into us, is the expression where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allahi al-amani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the intelligent person, who is the intelligent person? He is that person who will suppress his desires, who will control his desires. Naturally, desires are there all the time. But like how you control a machine, make it move when you want to make it move, stop it when you need to stop it. In the same way, this is a sign of intelligence, that the capacity and abilities which Allah has kept within you, do not use them to disobey Allah. Do not use them to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Control your passions, control your desires, so that Allah is happy with you, so that your abilities are not used to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is a further sign of intelligence? وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Utilize what Allah has given you for the life after death before it comes. Before that life comes, to prepare for it from now, this is a sign of intelligence. On the other hand, conversely, who is the foolish person? That person who will fulfill his desires. Whatever the dictates of his nafs are, he carries that out. And then what does he say? He entertains this hope that Allah is very forgiving and merciful, so it is okay for me to do this. This is a sign of a person not having intelligence. Why? Because there is a purpose and object for which Allah has created us. We have to fulfill that. And turning our backs on that, this is foolishness. Another example of the encouragement which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us is another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغِ. There are two very great favors, such great favors that there's nothing equivalent to it. There's no replacement for it. However, majority of the people do not derive benefit from it. They are in a deception about it. They do not recognize the value of these two favors. What are these two favors? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-sihatu wal-faragh. On the one hand is health which Allah has given. And the other hand is free time. These are two very effective means. If utilized correctly, we can earn our akhirah through it. Unfortunately, people do not realize the value of it. If you want to know how valuable health is, ask the sick person. In Urdu, there is an expression that one health is equivalent to 1,000 favors. In fact, after iman, afiyat, ease, health is a great favor. If someone had 1,000 favors, but his health was not there, what benefit is the 1,000 favors to him? So health is something. On the other hand, free time. We are encouraged, whilst we have this, utilize it to earn our akhirat. Otherwise, a person gets involved in something, now there is no free time, it is too late. On the other hand, a person loses his health. He is unable to do what he could have done when he had it. Whilst we have it, Rasulullah ﷺ encouraged us that you learn, appreciate the value of this in order to earn your akhirat. A person, when he has his health, if he is steadfast upon deen, upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he has become sick. And because of sickness, ill health, he is unable to do what he used to do whilst he was healthy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without him doing those actions, will still reward him. Why? Because sickness is an excuse, and it is one that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like a person going on journey. Whilst on journey, because of the requisites of traveling, he is unable to do what he used to do when he was at home. But he used to carry those actions out. He was steadfast upon it when he was at home. Because of the rigors of journey, he is unable to do it. Without doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the same reward. Because sickness is an excuse. Journey is an excuse. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, someone wrote to him that I go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now because I am on journey, I am out in the path of Allah ta'ala, that dhikr or that level of amal that I used to do when I was free at home, I am no longer able to sustain that. What was the response? That journey is an acceptable excuse by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without doing it on journey, Allah will give you the same reward. All these things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his da'wat and his tabligh has shown us this. So that just as we fulfill the needs and requirements of our physical self, our bodies, we have to make effort to fulfill the requirements and the needs of our soul, our ruh. We find, my respected brothers, in this world there is an effort upon the material or the created things of this world. And the more we will make effort upon that, the more the material things will increase. Then this is Allah's system that naturally within the person the desire and the hankering after these material things also will increase. So he will chase more and more. If more effort he makes on the material things, his nafs from inside will cause him to desire those things more and more. And if he remains only on that effort, then these desires eventually will take him away from his object and will lead him towards deviation away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the effort on the material things of this world. The other is the effort on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effort of deen, what we call the effort of iman. Iman, a'mal, to learn and to teach. Make effort to acquire the wealth of this world. Earn the wealth in such a way that you spend it on yourself and you spend it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam taught us this. Through Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, we were taught that make effort on iman, make effort on deen, learning, teaching, propagating deen. When we will make this effort, the importance of this will become prominent in our lives. If we stop this effort and we only make effort on the material things of this world, then such will become the desire for the material things of this world that this will cause us to become negligent of our deen. In order to develop our iman and our deen, we have to suppress the desires of the nafs and the body. And we have to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not told to diminish and destroy your desires completely, no. But control it, suppress it. Why? Because both these things will go together. One hand, the taqaza, the call for the command of Allah. On the other hand, the taqaza, the call from the body of a person, what his nafs is inviting towards. For example, these two things go side by side. An example of this, the azan of Fajr is called out. On the one hand, the body will invite one to sleep. The sleep at the time of Fajr is a very sweet sleep. On the other hand is the call to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both are side by side, both are at the same time. However, what is he required to do? Suppress the one desire to sleep. And give in to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat. What will happen? It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who performs his Isha Salah with Jamaat, his Fajr Salah with Jamaat, Allah will write it down as if he spent the entire night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is required, my respected brothers, is to suppress one desire and to advance and to give expression to the other desire throughout one's life. And if we will continue doing this, we will get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This effort, my respected brothers, which we are making, Allah has given us two things. One is life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. Both carry an ability, a strength. There is something that we can derive and utilize them for. What is our requirements? In both efforts, the wealth Allah has given us, use it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the life which Allah ta'ala has given us, when the challenge is there, on the one hand, the inviting us away from Allah, and the other is the command of Allah. Give preference to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. Iman, akhirat, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life and wealth was given for this reason, that it is used to earn that. There is no place Allah has created in this world for his disobedience. There is no wealth and life that was given to anyone with this purpose, that he uses it to break the command of Allah. Life was given to us, wealth was given to us for this reason, that we obey Allah Ta'ala. This whole world was created, every place, so that in that place we obey and we carry out the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is the challenge that is facing us. Dawat and Tabligh, this effort was given to us for this reason, my respected brothers. That in opposition to our nafs, we have to put the deen of Allah in front. Suppress the desire of the nafs. If we don't do this, then whatever ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us, a person will use that ni'mat to destroy his akhirat. A ruler, the rulership which Allah gave him, if he gives in to his nafs and the dictates of his nafs, that will be used to destroy him. Likewise, a businessman, the wealth or a wealthy person, that business which Allah gave him, or the wealth which Allah Ta'ala has given him, if he will not suppress his desires, then that ni'mat, instead of earning his akhirat, will be used to destroy his akhirat. The effort on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effort on the lines of deen that was given to us, was given for this reason, so that we are able to carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we will make the effort of deen, the more the capacity will be created within us to carry out the injunctions and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't do this, if we don't make the effort of deen, then my respected brothers, the capacity and the ability to discharge and carry out Allah's commands will be lost to us. That is why we observe a person is unable to wake up at the time of Fajr. Why? That effort was not made, so the capacity is not there. We find people years have passed and salah has not been carried out. Years have passed and they have not fasted. Years have passed in such a life wherein they are usurping the rights of others. Why? Because the effort was not made. It is essential, absolutely essential, that we make an effort on deen. Make an effort to carry out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. Then our life will become in conformance to the commands of Allah. The capacity will be created within us for this. Allah has prepared Jannat for who? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "U'iddat lil-muttaqeen." Allah has prepared Jannat for those people who abstain from Allah's disobedience. For those people who are subservient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the people with these qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the eternal favors and bounties of Jannah. In order to develop these qualities, abstaining from wrong, becoming steadfast on Allah's command, we were given this line of effort. We have to make this effort to develop these abilities. A person, simple person, not wealthy, ordinary person, spends 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we observe a complete change in the life of this person. He's now performing his salah regularly. He's waking up for tahajjud salah, ishraq, awabin, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His clothing has changed, etc. What has brought about this effect? This is that hidayat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this person with. Why? Because that effort was made. When that effort was made, then Allah Ta'ala created the capacity within that person to bring his life in conformance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they spend time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, spend 4 months, and a person's livelihood before that was haram. Now he makes the determination to change his livelihood and to bring it onto halal. Previously, he understood the benefit of haram. Now he has realized the harms that are found in haram. So he has given up haram. He has given up the unlawful manner of earning his livelihood. Hazrat gives the example of one person. He used to work for the railway station. He used to check the tickets of people. And at times he would take bribes to overlook certain things. Now this person went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consciousness came into him. So now he came and he asked the question, that all the money that I earn through bribery, what is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to that? Why is he asking the masla now? Why has that desire come? Because that type of effort took place. So as it says, I explained to him that that wealth was utilized, was acquired incorrectly. You have to find each person you took a bribe from and pay him back that money. So we find, my respected brothers, when this concern came, when did the recognition of the benefit of Allah's obedience, the benefit of staying away from haram, the importance of being a source of benefit to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this consciousness and capacity is engendered within a person when the correct line of effort is made. The foundation of our success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in deen and in the effort of deen. For this we have to prepare ourselves. Our nafs will oppose us, will become an obstacle. Likewise, shaitan also will try to dissuade us. What is one effort of shaitan? Shaitan will teach us, gives us this lesson to delay. Time of salah has come, don't perform now, no problem. Read it later. Shaitan does not say don't read the salah. What shaitan will say is delay the salah. This is what we call tasweef. Sawfa nafal. We'll do it later. No need to come out in the path of Allah now. Delay, come out later. We have to not try not to fall into this trap. The nafs will make excuses, my respected brothers. Let us not fall into that trap. Person says, you know what, I got a headache now, I'm sick now, not time for me to come out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In reality, there's no sickness. In reality, there is no real obstacle. Very, very severe warning we are given in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't pretend to be sick. Otherwise, eventually you'll become sick for real. So this is why we have to be very, very careful and cautious in this regard. Don't fall into the trap of the nafs. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala protect us from the trap of the nafs. Likewise, the trap of shaitan. Example is given in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time of tahajjud, the person's eyes open. He thinks to himself from inside a mashwara. A voice whispers to him, you know what, there's still time, carry on sleeping. So he sleeps away. Then he wakes up again, inside the voice says again, still there's time, so sleep away. To such an extent, leave tahajjud, he even misses his fajr salah also. This is a trap of shaitan, tasweef, delay, delay, delay. Until eventually, the command of Allah is broken and the opportunity to carry out that command also is lost. Ulama have written, Aktharu ahli nar, ahlu tasweef. Majority of the residents of hellfire will be the people of delay. That next, I'll do it in future, I'll fast later, I'll pay my zakat later. That right of someone who's a usurp, I'm supposed to pay it back or undo the wrong that I did, I will do it later. He will do it later, delay, 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 till eventually the opportunity is lost. Aktharu ahli nar, majority of the residents of Jahannam will be because of this symptom and this problem. So we find, my respected brothers, we are encouraged to make sabqat, go ahead, don't delay, push ourselves forward. Desist these invitations.